It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for other people's problems. You got them. We solve them. Just send us a DM or whatever. I don't know.
Is that the best way to get to us?
I don't know. Or email or... I mean, we never solve anything.
Shout into the void. Yeah, we'll find you.
Hello! Help me!
Today we have Candy and we're going to do a bit of a paternity test, I think.
Are we allowed?
Jerry.
What do you
Slacker,
mean?
Slacker.
What was the name of the security guard?
Steve Wilkos.
Oh, Steve. God, and he got his own show.
Mm-hmm. He did. That's why I know it. I remember that show.
Wow, you are a colossal loser, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know any of the Jerry
really?
Springer?
And the Steve. Jerry had a security guard?
Yeah, the bald guy, and then he got his own show. Was he a Chicago cop or something?
I believe he was, yeah. He was some sort of cop, and then, yeah, started doing security.
To be totally honest, yeah, you're not a loser for knowing all that stuff.
Thank
that
you.
Made you kind of cool. It means you got some sick days off of school.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk to her. Candy?
Yai.
I'm guessing your name's not Candy. Welcome to the Springer Show. What's happening?
Thank you. Okay, so basically I am dating this amazing, he's a great guy. I love him so much. I really think he's my future. I think we could be amazing together. I think we have a real future together.
But
the problem is, I was still fooling around with this other guy before I became exclusive with my current boyfriend.
That happens, I guess. You know, when you're first starting.
It does. You're usually dating four people at the beginning anyway.
Really? What's that like?
Bragger.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry, I have a little cough. So you were okay. And what?
Yeah. Okay, so I was still seeing another guy, just weighing my options. We weren't exclusive yet. But the thing is, now I am actually pregnant. And... Either of these guys could technically be the father.
Either could be the father.
Like the timing.
Yes, and I don't know what to do about it. If I tell my boyfriend that I was sleeping with another guy when we first started dating, he's not going to be happy, obviously, and I don't want to lose him. I'm scared of how he might react, but I very much do not want the other guy to be the father. So I can't.
Well, you don't. Saying so, out loud, as Erica said, into the void several times, I don't want him to be the father. That doesn't change whether or not he is actually the father.
Manifesting.
I don't know if you know how spermy, eggy thing happens, but manifesting, it's a bit too late for that.
Do they look the same?
They do. They look enough alike.
What kind of question is that?
That's good. Are you encouraging her to lie? You can't lie if you don't know the truth.
I mean, can't I just move forward with my boyfriend that I like?
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, Candy. We're worried about one of our own over here now.
I'm about to excuse her from the room. That was real dark. It's that one thing where you go to a funeral and you meet somebody that you really like and then...
it's not that.
It is. And then
funeral?
And then the answer is kill your aunt because then that's a way to meet the same person because you didn't get their information. And that's exactly what Aaron just did. It's like, do they look the same? Maybe kill your aunt.
It's not even close.
It's exactly the same. Okay, sorry. We are real frenetic right now because this is, I would just say men understand as well as women. Nobody in this room was all that weird about the fact that you were sleeping with more than one person before you became exclusive. The problem becomes is that you're now pregnant and then it gets real, real all of a sudden.
Yeah.
That was my question because I kind of missed out on this modern dating thing or whatever because I was married pretty young. But how everyone knows, you date multiple people at a time. That's how it goes. But if I tell him I did that, he'll be mad.
Well,
why?
Candy,
why
would, could you know? I take a jump here and just assume that if he found out that you were having unprotected relations with two people, that might be more what he's upset about?
Like,
because that's pretty bold.
Not like within a couple of weeks.
It could also still be protected, though. Accidents happen.
Was it an accident in that way?
I mean, yeah, it was a total... it was an accident. I don't... Yeah.
So,
either way.
So which raincoat broke?
Yeah.
Let me just jump in here real quick. I'm sure there's more questions coming, but let's get the phone lines full. 303-222-5423. Can she... Well, what does she do now? Like, do you tell them both? You don't even want to tell this other dude?
No, because I want him to be the father no matter what. Like, he's going to be a better father. I want to be with him. And, I mean, I don't want to tell the other guy either because I don't want to complicate it and I don't want to bring him back into my life.
Did you just say he's going to be the father no matter what?
It's who I want to be the father. Like...
Raise him, yeah. I get it.
He's going to be a better father.
The person you want to be in a relationship with and you're hoping that he would stick around even if the kid isn't his? Is that what we're saying?
Or are you saying what he doesn't know won't hurt him?
Yeah, like, I just... that's what I know is I don't know if I need to, like... I don't want to come clean and it's, you know... I'd rather take the odds that it's 50, you know, that it might be his child than just come clean and be by myself.
Does he know you're pregnant yet? Or are you just telling us?
I haven't had the full conversation. I just found out very recently and I have been doing a lot of talking with myself and trying to figure out the situation.
He is giggling.
No, this is too much. I don't know.
I mean, someone else has to have been through this. Like, I am not the first one.
You're drunk with power right now. I don't even like the words escape me. You're so casual about this whole thing. It's like, well, I mean, I know who I want to be the father. So then he's just going to be the father, right? And it's like,
that's absolutely not how it works.
But you said manifesting, which is also
the idea of manifesting, but you don't get to like pick for him if he's okay with it. But I also see your dilemma because I don't know, how early can you get a paternity test once baby's born?
You can definitely get one. Definitely get one when the baby's born. It's way more intrusive and slightly dangerous during the pregnancy because you got to puncture.
So it's like
I wouldn't.
It's not super likely you're going to be able to find the answer to this before you talk to him.
Let me just.
You'd have to ask for samples from the men. So.
Can I have a quick convo with just T-Hack?
Sure.
T-Hack, let's just pretend you were doing this single thing and whatever, and then your girl goes, "I'm pregnant." You would just go, "That's amazing," and then the kid comes out, and we're using Aaron's words, looks enough like you.
Okay.
At what point would you even be entertain the idea of DNA testing that kid, or would you? Like,
no,
I live in a trusting world where I don't know that I'd ever test the kid.
I'm saying the right thing for her to do would be to test prior, but that's not really a good option.
I don't think she wants to test. She's chosen who the father is. Period. Aww. Full stop.
Yeah, and if she's completely honest, then do you have both of them there, and there's like a winner and a loser when it comes out
like
of
the
like
Hunger Games,
kind of like you're dismissed, I guess. And then how do
Candy,
you?
Candy, for real, I'm so sorry we're speaking to you about you in this way. This is just, it's obviously a big dilemma. You just seem casual about it.
I mean, I'm trying to be chill about it. I know it. I mean, I know it is a big deal, but I just. I don't know. I don't know. It's not hitting me, I guess, in the way people think it should.
And you feel like if you went to your boyfriend and said, there's a chance it's this guy's, if it turned out to be the other guy's, do you think your relationship is over?
I think so. Yeah. I think there's a good chance. I don't know exactly what he would do.
I don't think that's for sure. If you love someone and they're like, oh my gosh, this happened before we were. Okay.
official, exclusive. Yeah.
I understand the concept and I understand the logic, and on paper, you're 100% right. But it's like, we're too new. If I'm with you 20 years, like, what? It's a different story. Like, we're too new for me to be that invested to go, I understand why it happened. I do. No harm, no foul. Peace. Have fun with that dude. That one.
And that baby.
Hang on, Candy. She said, I'm sure other people have been in this position. I don't know that that's true. Maybe it is. Either.
I think people have been, and I kind of give her some credit for at least, like, she could have just not said anything. And, like, I bet that happens for sure, where you don't know, or you just choose to go, it's probably fine. Then you live your life because of the dating overlap, because you don't want to admit to yourself or whatever. I'm sure that happens.
But do you feel, here come the therapy words, what did she want from us today? I think what she wanted was for us to channel our inner Aaron and go, hey, they look enough alike.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. don't ask, don't tell.
No, like, harm, no foul.
What did she want?
I think that's what she wanted.
She wanted confirmation that it's okay to not tell either guy that there was another guy. Choose based on who she likes, who the father is, not
but when
the
you think
science
about
of who the father is.
The baby, what's better for the baby? Sorry.
The good guy who may or may not be the father.
Right.
That's what's better for the baby. Mm-hmm. That's a wild.
I know. I'm just, maybe
wholly
that's
unfair
what's going through
to
her.
One person 50% of the time.
Yeah. That maybe that's
he could
where
actually
her head
be the father.
Is.
This could all be for naught. Mm-hmm. But you're just taking that decision away from him is just not fair. Is all I'm saying.
But what if the baby gets born and then they figure it out? I don't know.
This is all very flippant and we don't know what to do. So if you have advice, you want to yell, you want to manifest, we will have it all at 303-222-5423.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
So we are, we don't know where we're at. We were talking to Candy. She's pregnant. She's got a guy she loves very much. Thinks he's the future.
Yep.
Problem is, she's been pregnant long enough that it was during a period where that guy and this other guy, who she obviously doesn't like, overlap.
Maybe not doesn't like, but just doesn't want to have children with him. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's interesting. We say she loves this guy that she's with. I don't know how long they've really been together. I think she sees a future with him.
She did use those exact words. I see a future with him.
Yeah, because it's like if you kind of find out you're pregnant kind of quick. And yeah.
So she hasn't really even told him she's pregnant. Some of the things she was saying were like, it was like, I choose him to be the father.
Uh-huh.
It's such a wild statement. I just can't get my brain around it because it's like,
because she does not know which man.
Correct.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a 50% chance he is, but like, she's just going to roll the dice that like she marries this guy, he raises his child, and then the child gets hurt in some way and they pull blood. And it's like, and then he's like, oh, wait, what?
Or someone runs a 23andMe or whatever. Like, right. And she just doesn't think it's ever going to come up.
Okay. So she's asking us what to do. I'm just flabbergasted. So let's go. Isaiah.
Yay.
What do you think about this whole thing?
Call me old fashioned. I got married at 20 and I'm 24 now, but, first is keep the legs closed till there are rings on that thing. But,
oh, okay. Well, keep your own legs closed till there's a ring on that thing.
If you're moving forward with this guy, you think he's the one, you got to be honest with him. How are you going to keep a secret this whole time, raising a damn kid with him, and it's not even his?
Maybe.
Be honest now.
Maybe not even his.
Try and try and be healthy moving forward.
Erica, even I'm sorry, you can't I'm a little actually angry believe.
At the, keep your yeah. legs closed. Well,
his legs have to be
it.
Closed too, or whatever guys' legs yeah, have to do.
Just had they done that, they wouldn't be in this place in the first place. I'm just saying.
Right, okay. It's too late though, so let's move on.
Yeah, we can't. Okay.
Yeah, we don't know that it's not his kid though. So,
but if it's even possible that it's not, shouldn't she tell?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Isaiah.
Or
don't drive anywhere near the station. No. They will find you.
You don't even have to be nearby. I'm on the hunt.
Yeah, Aaron's got your phone number.
Just open your legs. He'll find you.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
He's in a happy. He's married.
He is.
Sharon. Yeah. Sharon!
Yes.
Yes.
Worked. Yeah, do you have advice for Candy and this colossally outrageous decision?
No, I want to know why it's okay for her to be like, oh, this is, I just found out I was pregnant. She can only be with either one of them for 3 or 4 months. Why is that okay?
Wait, what?
You're just saying that she was having relations with two different men she'd only known for a little while?
Sharon, are you friends with a man named Isaiah?
I don't get it. Why is she not upset about the fact she's only been with him for a few months and she's going to lay on him, oh, I'm pregnant and with another guy? Maybe.
Thank you for putting that maybe in there.
I know, but it's not okay.
I don't think she thinks it's okay, or she wouldn't have called us. I think that it's her reality, and she's trying to figure out
how to navigate it.
How to tell him.
Yeah.
This guy's going to dump you like a hot box of rocks if he finds out that you're pregnant with either one's baby. Who wants to be with a girl that gets pregnant that
well, far? I just want to say he has to
participate in the act of making a baby. What are we doing?
I know. It's... Did she say, she said she thought a birth, I forget what she said, one or another birth control she thought broke. Was it hers or was it his? I don't remember what she said.
I don't recall either. Mm.
Okay, but thank you for the call. Are we in a time warp or something?
Are we in the 90s?
Because so many people are like putting the blame solely on her for being with child.
No one wants to be with a girl who gets pregnant like that. He knows how babies are made.
One would assume.
Or he's dumb.
Okay.
Could be both.
He should keep his legs closed.
Can we let the Isaiah thing go?
Maybe.
Okay, TX getting another call, so we just have to keep talking amongst ourselves until he makes that happen. I guess for me, if she lies and it comes out later, what would you do then?
No, it's very bad. I don't know that lying, correction, I know that lying is not a good option.
Okay.
We had a text that said, just tell them both and leave it at that. Leave it at that. Well, they're going to have follow-up questions.
Okay. This person has asked for VD, and they also want to be called Candy.
Okay.
Candy?
Yay.
Yay. You are disguised. You're going through this exact same thing?
Yes, I am. My child will be 11 soon, and you have to tell them both. It will eat you alive every day, I promise you.
So you told one guy.
And no, they both knew. When I told the guy that I was with that I was pregnant, the first words out of his mouth were, is there anyone else that could be the father?
Oh.
Because we were very newly together.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yes.
Oh, God.
But then we kind of fudged when we went to the first ultrasound, we were like, oh, well, we'll just kind of say, you know, that it looks like it's more yours, you know, and get him to back off. So he was aware, he knew there was no DNA test, but we kind of like lied about the timing a little bit.
Do you think now that it is his?
Yeah, honestly, I do.
That you said it wasn't?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Oh, God.
It hurts.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm going to cry. I believe I made the right decision, but two things. I feel like a horrible human because the other guy was not a bad guy. I feel like I'm robbing him the opportunity to be a parent, which is not fair. That was not my,
yeah,
my right to take that from him. And two, you know, with 23andMe, well, I guess that, yeah, whatever, Ancestry, it is very easy for our children these days to find these things out.
Would you ever do a test now?
Is my son going to grow up hating me? You know, like, it's, yeah, awful. I don't do,
oh,
it.
Oh, my God.
You said they're turning 11?
Don't do it, yes.
Okay.
Is it too late to set, yes, it right?
Kind.
Yes. We can't. And we went on to have more kids. I thought it would be, you know, he was like, just bury the hatchet. Just forget it. And we don't ever bring it up. But I think about it all the time.
Yeah, living with that alone. That's rough. You know, it's so different than if you're more open about it.
Yes. Yes.
Candy, we don't envy the position you're in at
all. Thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad I got through because I'm like, oh my God, I'm living this. Please don't do it.
Yeah. And you're 11 years ahead of this girl. So
you're saying find out for sure, just to be clear.
And, yes.
Okay. Okay. That's great advice.
Even if, just tell them both you're pregnant. Maybe the other guy will be like, no, I don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah.
And the other guy will be like, yay, and you'll not have to worry about it.
Oh my God.
At least you'll have a clean conscience, you know?
Okay.
Like, do right by your baby. That's the important thing.
Thank you for the call,
Candy. Do right by your baby.
I'm going to go hit the showers. Does anyone?
Let's be done.
Yep.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.